98.1 KZE. It is Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, and I am delighted to welcome for the first time Stephen Bloom to the studio. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you, MK. It's really a joy to be here.
The new album is out now, Out of the Nowhere Into the Here. We were just talking about it a little bit. This was a years-long process.
Definitely. Yeah. And here it is, Out of the Nowhere.
How's it feel?
Weird. I don't know what to do next, but I'm super excited to bring it out to the world. It's getting really great reviews from people who dig it, so it is very satisfying.
Yeah.
But it is a little bit like, after working on it for years, wondering, wow, okay, what's my life going to be like next?
What do I do with all this time?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for the free time to catch up to me.
Okay, yeah, I know. Adult life, there's never free time. But So you're playing a very stripped-down version of some of the songs today. You've got guitar and keys and just vocals. But I understand that this is not a stripped-down album at all. This is a very orchestral record.
The album has about a dozen orchestral players on it. Many fantastic local players, like Francesca Hoffman is one who played flute and piccolo. She's just opening up the Unicorn Bar in Kingston.
Yeah.
I got a lot of fantastic musicians from Bard College's The Orchestra Now and the Bard Conservatory Orchestra playing English horn and oboe and clarinet and even a heckelphone, a rare combination between a bassoon and an oboe. So that's a really lush album, but also kind of sparse.
Heckelphone?
Heckelphone.
I've never heard of this before.
Well, every time you have me back on, I'm going to give you something new.
Yeah, please do. If you can introduce me to a new instrument every time, that would be great. Would you like to play us a sample?
This song is called Wissahickon. It's about a real place in Philadelphia, a creek called the Wissahickon Creek. And back in the very early days, after William Penn and the Quakers came to Pennsylvania, they opened the door for a lot of other religious movements to come to Pennsylvania. Among them was the Dunkards. But even before that, there was the Hermits of the Wissahickon, a doomsday cult, who baptized themselves in the creek and lived in banks, caves along the Wissahickon's bank, waiting for the end. And I used to explore the Wissahickon on my bike in Philly, and it's really a beautiful place with a strange vibe that I wanted to capture in the song.
Yeah.
So, here goes. A hermit thrush told me about the hooting owl's tricks. They want to take you back to their Pennsylvania cricks. Although they're so far from your new life that you now know, your imported meeting, it was canceled, so you go. The dandelion daylight dies. You catch a dozen fireflies. A red delicious tastes like fall. Well, it's all growing dark. Close your eyes. Sleep beside the Wissahickon if you're not chicken good enough for any Wiccan to dip their toes in. From your lips escapes a prayer. Do you believe in God? As you are, she sees you there. She's nodding as you nod. Streams of consciousness show what you suppress. Lost are all the others. You have found yourself at last, baptized by the brothers as you wade into the past. Psalms and prophecies set your heart at ease. Hold a stone, then throw it. When it plunks, it scares a fish who darts away below it. Still the ripple grants your wish. God breathes in and puffs out the light, the feeling of night. Sounds around astound you as you stumble to your feet. And sweet sunlight warms the breeze, touching through the trees. Jarred awake, you crawl aboard your gasping SEPTA bus. Thinking back on where you snored, you look back and smile at us. Sleep beside the Wissahickon if you're not chicken. Good enough for any Wiccan to dip their toes in.
KZE. Stephen Bloom is my guest on Friends Day. The new record is called Out of the Nowhere into the Here. We're hearing some stripped down vocal and guitar and vocal and piano versions of the songs today. That was wonderful.
Hey, thanks.
I love that you rhymed Wissahickon with both chicken and Wiccan.
That was an easy one, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like not every songwriter would use it. You know, for one, just use the full name Wissahickon and then also be daring enough to find rhymes for that.
Well, thanks for thinking it's daring. What can I say? I have a lot of influences. One of them is musical theater and Stephen Sondheim, and that certainly comes in there. I really wanted to do very tight rhyming throughout the song. No slant rhymes in that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I can hear the Sondheim influence, too, in kind of the complicated chord progressions and some of the interesting musical choices that you're making.
Sure, yeah.
Have you heard the Brian Wilson Smile album?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Kind of giving me that, too.
Brian Wilson's probably my favorite thing to listen to, of all things.
Yeah. He's way up there.
Yeah.
And there's, and also just the kind of the dedication to a specific place, I think, is also what's connecting me back to that album.
Yeah, well, it's a nostalgia for me, for sure. When I lived in Philadelphia, I went to school in Temple University. It was a special place that I discovered by accident, just on a bus looking out the window. And so it's kind of a strange song, like the narrator is sort of myself, but I'm also singing to myself, lulling myself back from my day job to a daydream, and then it becomes sort of a dream within a dream, that song.
A dream within a dream. How did you find yourself in the Hudson Valley?
I moved up to this area in 2010 to be a part of opening Club Helsinki in Hudson, New York.
Yeah. I remember it well. Yeah. One of my favorite open mics of all time at Club Helsinki.
I was the first open mic host.
Oh.
But that was quite a while ago. I think maybe before you came to the area.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, Stephen Bloom is my guest today on Friends Day. Are we doing another on guitar, or are you moving over to the keys
next? Yeah,
let's
do one more on guitar.
All right, what do you got for us next?
This song is called There Was a Light. Let's go ahead.
Go for it.
When I sleepily asked where thoughts and ideas come from, waves electric danced on my tummy and gave me some. There was a light, there was a lovely light, but I'll never know if it was all in my mind or was it a light. I get sad when I think of arrogant things, I said. I get scared that I was awakened in my ward bed. There was a light. There was a lovely light. But I'll never know if it was all in my mind, or was it a lie? Warm vibrations fell on my chest from the soft white light. I sensed someone was telling me I would be all right. There was a light. There was a lovely light. But I'll never know if it was all in my mind, or was it a lie? I am fortunate for my friends and my family. They were there for me, they're still there for me faithfully. There was a light. There was a lovely light. But I'll never know if it was all in my mind, or was it a lie? I get scared when I think of what I am capable of. Is she cruelty or indifference? Or is she love? Thank you, my God. Thank you, my holy God. But I'll never know if it was all in my mind, or was it a lie?
KZE. It's Friends Day with Stephen Bloom, playing some songs from the new album Out of the Nowhere into the Here. I cannot wait to hear the full orchestrated versions of these songs, because they're lovely and they're very fun in this arrangement, but I can't imagine all that I'm missing.
Well, geez, thanks for saying so.
Yeah, of course.
I'm excited to share them.
Also, where can folks go to obtain this record?
Well, the physical vinyl is for sale on my Bandcamp, so you can search for Stephen Bloom, STPHENBLUHM, or just Out of the Nowhere into the Here. I'm sure it'll come up. But it's at River Street Beat Shop in Troy, at Spikes in Catskill, and at John Doe in Hudson at this time.
Very cool.
Yeah, and it's also on streaming and everything, of course.
But, you know, I do encourage folks to go and, you know, buy songs on Bandcamp and buy the vinyl. It's great to have physical media.
Thanks for that. Yes.
Yeah. And also, Stephen's playing tomorrow night in Catskill, New York. Check out his socials for details. You can see his Instagram linked from ours today if you're having trouble finding it. So we've moved over to the keys. And what do you have for us on the keys?
Oh, gosh. This song's called The Moon and the 12 Tones.
Now that the moon is hanging low, gazing upon the snow-white snow, he wants to steal the show. He doesn't know I already bear
Thanks.
KZE, Stephen Bloom has been my guest today on Friends Day. Check out the new record, Out of the Nowhere into the Here. Before I let you go, I do want to ask you about that title. Does it relate to something specific on the album, or where'd you come up with it?
The title, Out of the Nowhere into the Here?
Yeah.
It comes from a dear friend of mine, Heidi, who I think is listening right now. So I'm a little, how do I say this about somebody who's listening to me talk from,
better be
from
nice.
Miles away? she told me this poem that her mom used to recite to her about the mystery of where life and I think kind of all things come from by extension. It comes from the 1800s, and it's addressed to a baby. And it goes, where did you come from, baby dear? And the reply is, out of the nowhere into the here.
Yeah.
And actually, when I looked it up, it was out of the everywhere into the here was the original poem, but somewhere somebody changed it to something actually, I think, more evocative and beautiful, mm-hmm. out of the nowhere into the here. So it becomes a way to talk about the mystery of creativity, the physical album that you can actually hold in your hand. Where did this thing come from? And a way to honor, I think, my friend and her family, too, bringing that story into the title.
Yeah, beautiful. I'm glad I asked.
Thank you.
Stephen Bloom has been my guest on Friends Day. You can find his Instagram linked via ours. He's playing tomorrow night in Catskill. And again, the album is available in vinyl on Bandcamp, Out of the Nowhere into the Here, as well as at select record stores up in the Troy and Athens area.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
River Street Beach Shop, Swikes, John Doe.
Beautiful. Well, yeah. Thank you for being my guest. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, MK. Yeah, it's such a pleasure to be here.
We got your community bulletin board now and Willie Porter on the way here on KZE.